Now, you're doing a study right now looking at this also, correct?
Yeah, we're doing a study where we exactly address the question of how do we integrate targeted agents in this approach, because the very idea of targeted agents and cytostatic agents, like whatever mechanism bevacizumab might follow right now, lends itself to the idea that it could be a good maintenance therapy, prevents progression of tumor. And the study that we're conducting right now looks at an optimized FOLFOX bevacizumab regimen until patients fail therapy either through progression or defined by progression or toxicity versus a intermittent oxaliplatin use along the lines of Optimox 1, looking at a 4-month induction phase with FOLFOX bevacizumab-based regimen, followed by a 4-month of infusion 5-FU leucovorin bevacizumab regimen, followed again by oxaliplatin, continuing this on and off intermittent use of oxaliplatin to ameliorate neurotoxicity.
And what have you seen so far?
So far, key messages that we have gotten is within this 4 months of maintenance therapy approach that we have one mandatory intermittent CT scan evaluation after 2 months. And of course, we try to keep an eye on, is it safe to withhold oxaliplatin from treatment for this duration of maintenance therapy? Are we harming patients? And we collected data on patients that progressed after 2 months off oxaliplatin. And there are only one or two patients so far in 135 patients in this trial that progressed after 2 months of withholding oxaliplatin. So I think overall it's a very safe regimen to use.
What happens when you reintroduce oxaliplatin? Are you seeing any allergic reactions?
The problem is we haven't followed enough patients to make a statement on that. My perception is that it's easily tolerated, and this mirrors the reports by Dr. de Gaumont's data from France, but we still don't have enough data on that.
What have you observed in terms of quality of life when you stop the oxaliplatin?
Oh, that's an interesting thing. A lot of patients, as long as they're on the FOLFOX bevacizumab part, most of patients tell me that they tolerate the treatment very well. And when we will stop oxaliplatin, they come back and say, wow, I didn't even know how good I could feel, how different life can be. Every patient that I wear have stopped therapy, oxaliplatin at some point, like it. And I think this is kind of counterintuitive to what we've heard from some investigators saying, you know, when I stop therapy with oxaliplatin, patients would like to continue because they are afraid that they might not enjoy the full therapeutic benefit. But again, if you tell patients right up front that this is going to happen, this is a planned thing, that this is something that we will do down the line and this for a reason, patients are not afraid that they might not enjoy the full therapeutic benefit. They actually enjoy the time off oxaliplatin.
In your mind, is the main reason to look at this for quality of life or also the possibility that maybe disease control will actually be greater?
Both. I think quality of life, yes, of course, if we withhold one potentially toxic agent for some time, quality of life should be better. We'll collect the data with our tools that we include in the clinical trials. Secondly, there is a rationale why this could actually lead to a longer duration of disease control, because if we continue therapy with oxaliplatin until patients stop therapy for toxicity issues and we cannot reuse the same drug, which is still efficacious later on because of toxicity issues, we might not make best use of this active agent of oxaliplatin. So shooting for a shorter duration of intensive therapy, followed by a maintenance therapy approach, and later on reusing the drug could actually protract our duration of disease control. I think that's what we need in the palliative setting.